Good evening, everyone. I thought we had had the last Ways and Means Committee meeting for this session, although there will probably be some between now and the end of the year. But it turns out that we have one more, and that is to make a change in the budget resolution, if I could have everyone's attention. Members, we have the budget resolution RES-06-3 before us. There is a quorum, I will note. And members, I'm going to move the CS-RES-06-89 amendment. And members, what this allows for is a change in the target for the budget resolution as follows. You will recall that we previously had a budget resolution that allowed for an $800 million general obligation bonding bill. This would move that up to $995 million. We also would allow $19,809,000 in other cash projects. You remember before we allowed $11,500,000. There are some additional cash projects that have been all carried in the Senate bill and some of our bills for like agricultural equipment for the Department of Agriculture and other areas. And then this budget resolution would also allow for $300,000 in cash, $300 million in cash with, I guess, the idea that that's going to be for other transportation projects. So members, this budget resolution would move up the size of the budget resolution by approximately $311 million. Again, the increase in debt service to allow for a $995 million bonding bill, total of $19,809,000 in projects and $300 million in transportation projects. Any discussion? Representative Wagenius.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you describe the $300 million transportation projects to us, please?
Representative Wagenius, I cannot. And I cannot because I do not know anything about the $300 million transportation projects. Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, maybe you could answer this one or somebody could perhaps, but that $300 million cash for roads and bridges, are there tails or is that a one-time inflection of $300 million?
Representative Carlson, I guess I am not the transportation or bonding chair, and so I guess I don't have that detail. Of course, we're not required, or at least are not setting tails targets.
But we, Mr. Chair, I would only point out it is important that we track those tails. I know there aren't targets for them, but I know, for example, in the supplemental bill, and in fact, I happen to have it with me here, spreadsheets.
If you had the bill, we'd know it, Representative Carlson.
we know that, in fact, you and I had conversations about tails, so we're tracking tails. We're maybe not setting them as a goal, but we're tracking them so that we know where we stand in terms of resources in the next biennium. That's an important question, I think, to be answered at some point. And that $19,809,000, I guess I would have the same question when you say miscellaneous and in reference specifically equipment that could conceivably be one-time purchases, and there may not be as many tails there as the number might possibly imply if it's one-time kinds of purchases. You mentioned projects. I don't know if they would be one-time funding or not, but
Representative Carlson, I would tell you that I guess I have not seen a bill. I have not seen a spreadsheet. It would be my personal expectation that they're probably one-time, but I really don't know.
Okay, that if and when this moves forward, I think
maybe
for the debate on the House floor, it would be important to have an answer to that question then, Mr. Chairman. The other question I have here, just so we can kind of see how it interacts, I have the projections here for different bills. Some of them were guesstimates at the time. How does this interact then with previous discussions, for example, on transportation?
Representative Carlson, I really don't have an answer for that. I'm not a member of the Transportation Committee. I have not been involved in the discussions on transportation. I've been busy working on the House File 2749 Conference Committee.
Well, yeah, but Mr. Chairman, part of that interacts here. The sheet I'm looking at here shows the governor's recommendations and then House Senate for the four major bills. And I'm not sure how these numbers that we're passing now will interact with some of those in terms of what the total is on the bottom line is where I'm headed. Maybe Mr. Marks will know where we will be on the bottom line, or if not right now, can maybe let us know when it hits the floor.
I think what our total expenditures are
for those four big bills.
Yeah. Well, I think I can tell you that we comfortably have enough money to do this amount in the budget resolution.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that isn't my question. My question is to know where we're at, you know, how much we are spending totally on the transportation supplemental spending bonding bill. I've got the numbers, as you know, we talked about the supplemental bill. We all know what the numbers were for the tax bill because we just passed that, but I'm just looking at what the accumulative number is for this biennium, at least, in terms of what our spending and how that relates to the $900 million that was on the table when we started the legislative session.
Well, maybe we can have Mr. Marks calculate that for you quickly here.
If he could do that, otherwise we can find out on the House floor.
Okay, Representative Hornstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I know that you weren't able to, you don't have the information that, Representative Wagenius asked about specific projects, and Representative Carlson had asked about, the transportation piece of this, and you weren't aware of that. But I wonder if you have any insight you could share about the process here. I mean, who was involved in, coming up with this, and how was the figure arrived at? And, because I'm on the Transportation Committee, I know nothing about this. Just found out, sometime today. So, where is this coming from? How did this happen?
Representative Hornstein, I don't know that I know really anything more than you do. I've been busy on the House File 2749 Supplemental Finance Conference Committee. I just came from signing the conference report, and I have not been involved in these discussions. So I don't know any details about this or how it's been developing.
Thank you.
Mr. Marks, do you have some information for us?
Mr. Chair, members, some rough information of if given these numbers, their balance in fiscal 16-17 would still be about $135 million. I don't know all the numbers for the proposal for fiscal 18-19. I haven't looked at those yet, but there would be about $384 million available in that biennium, so I think there's a substantial amount there yet. And
okay, Mr. Chairman, that helps because the sheet I had, I didn't share the number, showed that we had a bottom line remaining balance of $331 million in 16-17 relative to the beginning number of 900. And then we had listed here $100 million for the transportation package. So that $100 million must count against the three. $319,809,000.
Well, Representative Carlson, how about if
we have that much left? But we can get those refined. Mr. Marks can maybe refine them for us in the next.
Yeah, maybe we can have Mr. Marks meet with you offline here as soon as we've adjourned the meeting.
That's fine.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the A9 budget resolution amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The A9 amendment is adopted. And members, I think at this point, just in the event that something else changes, I'm going to recess our meeting. We are in recess.